paid drummers. The roar of the presses. Every week these giant presses roll and keep rolling at tremendous speed, 15,000 an hour, until every last one of the 7 million copies of the American Weekly has gone through in full color.
Great fiction.
Interesting features. Actual articles.
Color illustrations.
All these are found in every issue of the American Weekly. All these go to make up the nation's reading habit, another name for the American Weekly, which comes to you every week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned is a time-honored adage that contains a world of truth and wisdom. If there is one man in the world right now who realizes the bitter truth of this more than any other man alive, that unhappy mortal is Sacha Guitry, the talented French actor, playwright, and producer. Like our own theatrical genius, Mr. John Barrymore, Sacha Guitry could play the great lover upon the stage far more convincingly than he could act it in real life. And like the great profile, he had more than his share of wives and matrimonial trouble. Thereby hangs the tale we are about to tell of reunion in Paris. The time, noon of a sunny day in June last year. The place, a country home near Moulins.
The sound of the battle seems to be getting closer. Yes, yes?
Mary, Monsieur Guitry. I've been watching the road. The troops have started to retreat again.
It's a sad day for us, Pierre. It looks as though our escape is completely cut off now. You'll just have to remain here and be captured. Imagine the humiliation. The great heat rage. The prisoner in the hands of those Boche swine.
Monsieur. Monsieur. Here we are, Guy.
Yes.
Listen, monsieur. Everything is quiet. You are stopped.
And yes, you're right. That's just as the mayor said last night. My capitaine has arranged an armistice with the boss.
Si, monsieur. It's just like this in the last one. It is, monsieur. The armistice.
Allez, Pierre, go to the cellar. Tell madame to come up while I turn on the radio. Perhaps we can get some news. Well, they have been saved just in the nick of time. The armistice is signed. The war for France is over. Pierre was successful in bribing some of the soldiers, and we have a tankful of gasoline, 3 tins full in reserve. And once again, we can be on our way from here to Spain, then to Portugal, and from there to America. The United States, the honeymoon of happiness.
Monsieur,
The radio.
Turn it on quickly, monsieur.
Pierre, what in the devil has possessed you? What do you mean by telling him like that?
It is a Paris station, monsieur. An important announcement directed to all members of the arts, particularly the theater, monsieur.
It is with great pleasure, then, we present the Madame Secretary of the Allied Theatrical Arts, embracing the theater, the cinema, and the radio, Mademoiselle Charlotte Lister.
No, wait, monsieur.
Before bringing you my message, so important to everyone at the theater, I wish to take this opportunity to express my deep gratitude to the officers and men of the German armed forces now occupying our beloved city of Paris, for the kindly, generous, frivolous manner
that female treacherous caitling.
To all reports, they have not destroyed as much as a blade of grass or disturbed the smallest flower in the parks or gardens of our city. Everything is in perfect order and untouched.
The fool doesn't see no why. They have orders not to injure anything that might be confiscated and taken to Germany, but those vandals.
Nor the way of living in the shortest possible time. And as part of the campaign, I have been appointed executive secretary in charge of theatrical activities in order to assist in bringing a new and happier order for everyone. I appeal to all those members of my profession who have left Paris to return immediately and help us build a new order in the Paris.
I no longer listen to that honey-tongued vixen. Turn it off.
Oui, monsieur.
Profession. Why, that egotistical wolf. Human gargoyle was never an actress. Without me, she would... Back to back, dear. Prepare the car. We are leaving for Spain at once. I will remain in France not another day.
And Mary, monsieur, there's your order.
Still, that is here, and whatever you do, be careful.
Please, oui, monsieur, I understand.
Of all the preposterous arrangements. Charlotte Lister, director of the Paris Theater. But imagine her dictating what play to be produced, what actor to play in them. The theater is doomed.
Monsieur, look. A letter just delivered by special messenger for you.
For me? How did anyone know where I was? Here, let me have it here. Yes. Ah, from Paris. My My dear Sasha, when you have recovered from the shock of knowing that your secret little hideaway has been discovered, you will undoubtedly receive a second, and to you a more severe shock, at the news of my appointment as director of the theater in occupied France. But to the point of this letter, quickly and briefly, you must return to Paris at once and resume your place in the theater. Do not worry, you have nothing to fear, as you will be given complete protection and freedom within reason. Return at once, open your theater de la Madeleine, and all will be well. If, however, you fail to comply with this request, everything you possess will be confiscated. And it might be necessary to order your arrest and return to Paris. If you do not make this last unpleasant possibility a reality, sincerely, Charlotte Lister. No, 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 no. I will not submit to this subjection to a woman dictator.
No, no, wait, monsieur. It's not decided to Italy. After all, everything you have in the world, your art, your life, your wealth, is there in Paris.
I will give it all up and start over again.
No, no, monsieur. You're not good, Mademoiselle Charlotte, to us.
What?
After all, she may be forced to do this. She's only obeying orders from the boss.
Oui, yeah, you may be right.
And if the boss is trying to build goodwill among the Parisians, they would hardly treat France's foremost actor too shabbily. You, who are the favorite of Paris.
Perhaps you are right, yeah. Then you think Madame Genevieve might have to return to Paris?
Maybe, monsieur. I think it would be all for the best.
Very well, then, Pierre. Make necessary arrangements. Why, Mademoiselle Charlotte, we are returning at once.
He is here, Madame Secretary. Monsieur Guitry.
Yes. Show him in at once.
Oui, Madame Secretary. André, s'il vous plaît, Monsieur Guitry.
Come right in. Have a chair, Sasha. I'm glad to see you followed my advice when you came back to Paris. It gives me an opportunity I've been waiting for these 25 years.
Ah, come down, my little pigeon. Is this any way to greet your former husband? You are cold, frigid, and it does not become you, my friend.
Save those honeyed words and terms of endearment for that silly little thing you're just married. You philandering old roué. Your sentimental slush is wasted on me.
One moment, my love. Just what is this that we are playing, comedy or tragedy?
This is no time for comedy, and you can rest assured on that, my rotund Romeo. Whether it develops into a tragedy is entirely up to you. But please grasp this idea and fasten it to your stately head. From now on, I am directing your destiny.
Yes?
You are completely in my power.
How interesting, my dear. Why, you sound like one of the old mistrato villains of the Gaslight era. Surely you are not still bitter over the fact that you and I did not make the success of our marriage.
You are not here to question my motive. You will do as I say, or else.
Very well, my love. Tell me what I am to do.
First, I have placed your other wives, including the particular thing you've just married, in protective custody.
No, no.
Their public appearance, engagement, and social engagement will be at my pleasure.
My Charlotte, this is most unfair. Those poor, charming creatures were not to blame.
Well, I'll be the best judge of that. And as to you, Special History, you've always professed to be a great actor. Well, you're going to have a chance to prove it.
That is why I returned to Paris. My theater
will be the entire city of Paris. Your stage will be the restaurant, cafe, wherever I choose to make an appearance.
What madness is this?
Sweet madness for me. You will play the part of my ardent admirer, and you will say it to the seat. You will be even more attentive, considerate, affectionate than you were when you first courted me. Then I was too blind to see through acting. But now I shall thoroughly enjoy it. All your wives and all the rest of Paris shall see that I have you at my feet on every public occasion.
And what if I refuse this coveted role, my love?
That for you would be fatal.
Sure.
I have but to whisper the rumor that one such a victory is non-Athian. If I need not remind you, it's a serious charge with the nephews. They have a genealogical bureau to trump up such charges.
Even though such charges were meaningless, I would publicly deny them. I would take it to the court.
Then your large judge, Charmin public in Paris, would resent your attack on their veracity. And as to your French public, they would most assuredly be resentful. Anyone acknowledging the title of Aryan these days is considered pro-German. So if everything you jump, you hurt yourself badly. And in all probability, is wind up in a concentration camp.
You are a cruel, cold, scheming victim. But I realize that for the present, at least, you have me completely in your power. So I must bow to your evil demand. I am at your service, Charlotte Lister. Bonjour.
Bien. We begin tonight. Dinner at 8.
I tell you, Pierre, I am through things. I will not go on with this mockery another day. That she will do whatever she pleases with me, but I'll not go on playing
say gigolo any longer.
No, 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 no. Wait, monsieur. Do not give up now. I realize all the humiliation you are suffering, but you must continue a little while longer.
No, 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 no. I won't. I tell you it is absolutely intolerable. Let that vixen do her work.
Believe me, monsieur. What I advise is for the best. I have thought the whole thing over very carefully. I have weighed every possible angle of my plan, and I am confident it will work.
Plan? Plan? What plan? What the devil are you talking about here?
Simply this, monsieur. We are going to turn the tables on Madame Frolov.
Huh?
She threatened to start a whispering campaign against you unless you did as she ought.
Maybe. So what about it?
You see this paper? Family birth certificate. There are your families on both sides for four generations, proving you are ours.
Ah, it's just a thing to see.
For our perfect style. You are going to fire these with the Nazi genealogical bureau first thing in the morning.
In heaven's name, what for?
To prove when the time comes that you are an Aryan.
Why?
Because I am going to start the most sinister whispering campaign among the Germans and their fifth column sympathizers that you are non-Aryan.
You've gone mad.
On the contrary, monsieur. I have made friends with a theater critic of the new Nazi-controlled newspaper, Francis Savard. I have told him already that I suspect you are non-Aryan. He has agreed to publish some pungent remarks on your ancestry.
What good will that do?
You will then sue the paper for damages. They will have to publish a retraction.
That will make the Germans resent me, and as Charlotte intimated, the French will think I'm pro-German for paying off my Aryan
ancestry. Exactly, monsieur. Both sides will grow cold and critical of you, just as Madame Solov said.
Well,
but, don't you understand, it will also affect her.
Oh, yes. And I see it all now. For months, I have been swaggering around playing the ardent admirer to Charlotte in favor with Germans and French alike.
Really, certainly. You are definitely identified as a favorite. When the Germans and French both suddenly grow cold towards you, she would also feel the case. And for her own sake, no longer desire your public interest.
Magnificent. Yes, magnificent. But I will press it upon her. I will refuse to give her up. I will even get careless and talk before the Gestapo agent. That would seriously embarrass her.
Exactly. And finally, for the sake of her own position and safety, she will have to surrender to you. Your price will be visas and passports and safe conduct through France and Spain to Lisbon Port.
Then on to America and freedom.
Quickly, but with the care and cunning born of dire necessity, Pierre and his idol Sasha Guitry set their plan in motion. It was a complete success. The Germans grew frigid and resentful, the French cold and suspicious. The Paris atmosphere became dangerously chilly. Even Mademoiselle Charlotte could feel it through her warmest mink coat. She surrendered and secured Sasha's visas and passports, and together with his beautiful young wife and Pierre, Sasha is in Lisbon, ready for his flight to America and freedom. You just heard the front-page drama, Reunion in Paris, dramatized from a feature story entitled Actor Guitry's Newest Dilemma, More Dramatic Than His Plays. This interesting true-life story will be issued in next Sunday's American Weekly, the magazine with the greatest circulation in the world that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Presses. Every week, these giant presses roll and keep rolling at tremendous speed, 15,000 an hour, until every last one of the 7 million copies of the American Weekly has gone through in full color.
Great fiction.
Interesting features.
Factual articles.
Color illustrations. All these are found in every issue of the American Weekly. All these go to make up the nation's reading habit, another name for the American Weekly, which comes to you every week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Since the United States swung into its gigantic program of national defense and all-out aid to Britain, our law enforcement agencies have come suddenly face to face with a class of criminals more clever and far more menacing than our entire crop of public enemies put together. These are the saboteurs, spies, and foreign agents bent on crippling it at its source. And to combat them, the Federal Bureau of Investigation and police departments throughout the country are quietly and efficiently mobilizing all the latest scientific devices ordinarily employed in the detection of less sinister, though perhaps more spectacular lawbreakers.